We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simen Reish Sadi Beis. Sit Beis. The Machaber tells us the Omrim Sit Koscha. We know that at the end of Mincha on Shabbos, we recite Sit Koscha. And as we're familiar, the Machaber tells us the Im Chalbo Yom She'ilu Hoyu Chol, Lo Yo Omrim Bo Mincha Nefilas Apayim, Ein Omrim Sit Koscha. That the way that we know whether or not we should be saying Sit Koscha on Shabbos is if in fact it would be a weekday, we would not be saying Tachnon, then we will not be saying Sit Koscha either. And then the Ramah tells us various customs of saying Perkei Avos in the summer, Shir Malos in the winter, B'chol Minhag, B'chol Makom Lefi Minhago. Of course, everyone follows and adheres to the custom of their community. Mishnah Berurah discusses and says the following regarding the not saying Sit Koscha during certain times. Perish Bein Shiyom HaShabbos Hu Rosh Chodesh. So if Rosh Chodesh will fall on Shabbos, then for sure you don't say Sit Koscha. Bein Shiyom Rishon Shacharav Hu Rosh Chodesh. Also, if Shabbos isn't Rosh Chodesh, but let's say it's Machar Chodesh, the next day, Sunday, is Rosh Chodesh. Also, we're not going to say Sit Koscha. V'im Kein, Yiluhoy Chol Luhoy Omrim B'mincha Nefilas HaPayim. We know that when there's Rosh Chodesh, the day before, by Mincha, we do not say Tachnun, by Mincha. Shkvar Chol Miksas Yom Shachar. But the reason is that there's already a little bit of the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, which, even though it's not until Shkia, but nonetheless it's already entering because we're in the eve preceding Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, V'chein Gamata Inomrim Sit Koscha. Therefore, Sit Koscha is not said at this time. The question is, what is the significance of Sit Koscha, which has in it three psukim? So on this, the Mishnah Berurah gives really two separate reasons. He says, one reason, I'll say the second reason first, V'yesh b'farshim d'omrim Sit Koscha l'hastik ha'din al harashayim shechayizim l'gehenim b'moitzi Shabbos. That there's the Onik Shabbos for a person who is even a Rasha, that individual will not be affected in Gehenim on Shabbos. And therefore, as Shabbos ends, we say this special paragraph as the people, unfortunately, who still have done enough of Eros that they're in Gehenim, that they are going to be again entering it. Exactly what that means is certainly beyond the scope of just the simple reading of this Mishnah Berurah. I want to focus just a couple minutes on the first reason. It says, the reason for the three psukim of Sit Koscha, and each time it says Sit Koscha, Demesu bo Yosef Moshe v'David. It was during this time, apparently on Shabbos, even though it's brought down the Talmid Hagim, numerous issues, assuming that Moshe died on Shabbos, it's questionable, especially in that we know that he accomplished a lot of things on the day that he passed away, including Boba Yom Kosev Yud Gimel Toros, that he wrote all these different Toros, and he taught to all these different, to all of Klai Yisrael. So Vim Hoya Shabbos Heich Kosav, how's it possible? And therefore, there are numerous opinions, including the Sefer Menachem Sion, that says that really Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Erev Shabbos. But still, the concept of Kedusha Shabbos also enters into the Erev Shabbos as well, and therefore we could include Moshe among the three. But Yosef, Moshe, and David, L'cheinu hagushlo likboa az medrash. He says that some people did not learn certain sections during that time of the day, of that week. Kichochem shemes kol hamedrashos betalim. When you have a chochem who his whole life was educating and teaching Torah, so therefore as that person has passed away, we're lacking because they're not here. And therefore, to acknowledge that, we also do not learn certain things, which he again quotes, such as Midrashim. Now, going through the psukim, certainly which we'll maybe discuss another time, each of those three paragraphs perhaps correspond on some level to each of these individuals. And just the very first one seems quite obvious. Sit Koscha Tzedek, and it says B'Sarascha Emes. So if you would think of who would be the person who would represent the Sarasa Emes, would be Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, Visarasa Emes. And by studying the other two psukim, perhaps you can also think about how Yosef and David fit into the second two sentences. It's brought down in the Sefer Talmud Hagim, and just conclude with this last thought, that there's actually a different minhag between Ashkenaz and Sephardim.
According to Ashkenaz, as we know, we recite the psukim as we say them. What's unusual is that if you would look on the footnotes, it tells you where those three psukim are taken from. They're all taken from Tehillim, but they're in different paragraphs. And the first sentence that we say, Sitkos Chasedek, is taken from Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, and then the second Sitkoscha is taken from Ayin Aleph, 71, so it's going out of order. And the third Pasuk, Sitkoscha Kari Kale, etc., is taken from Kapitel Lamed Vav, or the 36th, which is interesting that it's done that way. However, according to the Svardim, it's done Kiseder, as he says, that it's done the opposite way, which is really according to the way it's found chronologically in Tehillim. And the question is, why is that done? It's something worthwhile thinking about, but at least I'll just conclude with this last thought. In the Seder, in the Seder Lev Sameach, he writes the following. He says that as Shabbos ends, there's an element of Kedusha, of holiness that we're on, so we're on a very high level, and as we go into the weekday, we're going down, so to speak, in this level of Kedusha, of holiness. And therefore, according to Ashkenaz, it makes sense that if you would look at it that way, that you have the upper paragraphs of Tehillim, and we're reading them going out of order, or going down, as though we're going also spiritually milamala mata from Shabbos to a weekday, from a higher plateau, a higher place, to that which is lower. However, he says, but according to the Sephardim, he says that because it's an Eis Ratzon, because this is a very opportune time for a person to daven, Shabbos Mincha, therefore he says, Mutav Shi Yoser is Kashrus Milamata L'malos. We know that when it comes to Kedusha in general, we always say Malam B'Kodesh, that we elevate ourselves, and therefore, according to the opinion of the Sephardim, it's written and read in the proper order, or the order of how it's found in Tehillim, which is going from one sentence, from Lamata, so to speak, from the bottom, Lamata, elevating ourselves to the top.